Today's scam involves a woman who had a pool put in, and as the gunite was setting up, her kids, despite being warned, tromped across the steps and wrecked them. So they'd come back out and redo the steps. She wasn't happy with the work, but they did it all for free as a follow-up. Well, at least she thought.
Gunite's like the lining of the pool, the surface.
Cardiology, Cheryl, can I help you?
Hey, Cheryl, this is Bob from Gunite. How are you doing?
Fine.
Sorry, did I catch you at a bad time?
No, I'm in the middle of something, but yeah, what can I help you with?
Well, about the pool that we put in last October.
Yes.
We're just going through the file here, and I noticed that we had to come back out and do some repair work on the steps.
Yes.
And I haven't seen, I'm kind of new here in accounting, but I haven't seen payment for that yet.
Well, you need to talk to the pool guy then, because that's who we paid everything out to.
Well, I showed $1,200 to repair these steps that apparently you had damaged, I guess, in the setup process.
Our son stepped in it when it was still wet, and then they came out and repaired it and did a crappy job, and the man who put in our pool asked them to come out and redo them because they did not do them right. But, and I paid all my payments to him, so I don't, you know.
Well, being that you're ultimately responsible, I have to call you directly. Now, you say it was your son's fault.
Yes.
We tell you when we come out not to go in there. That's got to.
Well, nobody told him that, and the kid was home alone.
Yeah, it was. Well,
I mean, we took responsibility for that, but then when they were patched, it was patched really sh**. And the man that put in our pool made him come back and rip it out.
I think we did a good job for you.
No, not when it was patched. It was not patched right.
Well,
it wasn't even gunited. It was patched with some red stuff that was crumbling.
Yeah, but it's your
terrible.
Fault for stepping in it. We just do the best we can.
That's not my problem. You want to call somebody, you call my husband.
That is your problem for letting your tykes get in there. Hey, don't hang up. All right. Now we're kind of coming to the PG-13 part, parents.
Cardiology.
Hi, Cheryl, please.
One moment.
Thank you.
May I help you?
No, I was holding for Cheryl.
Could I ask what this is in reference to, sir?
Well, who are you?
I'm one of the other nurses here on this unit.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm calling for Cheryl.
Is this concerning a patient, sir?
No.
Okay.
Is this any of your business?
Yes, sir. When you're calling up here, is this a personal matter? If so, I'll let her know that.
Tell her that I'm at her house right now and I'm about to drain her pool.
Oh, one moment, sir.
Thank you.
Hello?
I don't appreciate being hung
up. Listen, you son of a bitch. You harass me at my job one more time and I'm going to call the police on you. Do you understand that? You have a problem. You should have billed my pool man 6 months ago, not call me at my job harassing me. Do you understand me?
You need to ask
Kim. I will call the police and have your ass arrested.
Ask Kim about it.
I'm not tolerating your crap.
Ask Kim.
Who's Kim? What does she have to do with anything?
Well, because she knew you had a birthday here, and she wanted us to call you and do the birthday scam.
Ooh, it's a two-hang-up scam.
Yeah, we don't often get to the two-hang-up stage. She's kind of mad. Let's get Kim. It's her fault.
This Kim.
Kim.
Yes?
Dean and Raj.
Oh, great. Yeah, she's standing right here.
Is she recovered? I know.
You're not going to kill me. I'm so glad you finally got surprised.
You should apologize to her. She was very upset.
Oh, I'm not going to apologize to her. Her husband's in on it, too. So.
Oh, man.
Well, can you put her back on so we can give her a prize?
Okay.
All right.
She's right here.
All right, let's talk to her.
Hello?
Cheryl?
Yes?
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
I can't believe they did this to you.
That is a very terrible thing they did, and they are not going to be forgiven very easily for that.
Oh, yes.